Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, I will just say that I don't know if I have a little victory because I shoveled and it was a nightmare. And so I only did one strip because it's so heavy.
It's that heavy weight stuff down.
I guess my little victory is I did one line like you suggested yesterday, just salted enough. It for my kids to go to the bus stop, and I left.
Bye.
And I left.
That's the only thing
this
you can do right now,
was
bro.
Was not enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't shovel it, you can't snow blow it, you can't. Ah!
It's thickums. Ah! And the thing is, a bunch of different areas got a bunch of different snowfalls, right? So like over by you here in New Berlin area, mm-hmm. is like inch and a half-ish.
Yeah.
Up Richfield. Germantown, they got like 4 inches, bro. Mm-hmm. Over by me in Bayview, barely. But it was wet.
Really?
And it was
and
nasty.
Heavy.
And it's heavy. Any that you did get is still just, ugh.
It's like a slushy I can't lift up or something.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Like a slushy I can't lift up. It's too heavy.
Great description. It's one of
it's
those.
A slushy.
It's, they call it a, what's the term in English? Widowmaker snow. This, that heavy Widowmaker snow because you're
oh
up here shoveling, not worrying about
it. It's like, why do they call it Widowmaker? Oh my God, because it kills people.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It's that kind of snow.
It's
that
the heavy stuff.
I mean, I was shoveling going, ugh. And I'm in shape.
So the little victory is that you took my advice. You did the one strip. You salted just enough for the boys to do what they got to do to get
yes,
to the bus.
Yes, DZ, that's what I did. What was your little victory?
My little victory is that I'm a one-up you right now.
You better not.
Because I went out yesterday pre-salted.
Dang it.
I pre-salted.
And it worked. This is what I did one year. And my neighbors go, how did you do that? And I go, I pre-salted and it didn't snow on my driveway.
I'm a pre-salter, right? Granted, it was still a little icy and thick. And you could feel that it's like, ugh. The salt had melted. And it kept snowing on top. But I will not have to shovel the way people gonna have to shovel later when I get home.
Because it didn't stick as much because you had the salt.
Didn't stick, and it's not gonna get solid on the ground because of the temp. So I pre-salted yesterday. Mm-hmm. My little victory is I was in my bag. I got into that flow state and I went, nah, go out there.
Forget you.
Right now.
I was asleep while you were in your bag.
I tried to warn you.
You did. I was asleep.
I said, go get in your bag, girl. It's gonna snow soon.
You texted me at 5. I got in bed at like 7, dude.
Oh,
I'm not
dang.
Even kidding, dude.
Nope. I was in flow state. You was in sleep state.
date. My date was done. I got out back and we went to bed, dude.
Ooh, yum. Yeah.
All right, we got to get into the question of the day coming up next, everybody. I am very excited about this because you're never going to believe I have the best gift hiding spot of all spots.
You sure about
this
that?
This is the number one gift hiding spot. You've never thought about it, and I'm going to tell you what it is next.
You sure about that?
I'm positive. I'll take your gift hiding spot on any day.
Oh, you going one up the gift hiding
this
spot?
This is the number one spot.
Fine.
Don't be jealous of my spot.
Let's talk next.
Fine.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I have the best gift hiding spot. And it's better than yours. I don't even know what yours is.
You charged up about this. Well, like, it's the best. Like, you decided. We haven't even taken no calls.
Okay,
I ain't even said my hiding spot.
Fine. What's yours? And then I'll go next.
Oh, it's like that.
I want to be the anchor. What's yours?
I want to be the anchor.
I want to hear what yours is first in case it's better than mine.
All right. Well, no lie.
That's the question of the day. Where is the best place to hide your holiday gifts, especially from kids? What do you got?
I'm not going
to
lie. I'm more taking notes in this scenario because we got a 2- and 4-year-old. Danny and Sammy are babies, right? We're not hiding things from them. We just put them anywhere, right? Like, we'll put them in the laundry room and be like, they're never going in there. Or they won't notice because there's too much other stuff.
Well, the funny thing is half of us have forgotten where a gift was hidden and have not found it until the holidays. That's a fact. That's a statistic to everybody. Over half of us have lost a gift.
The Paw Patrol something.
The number one hiding spot, I'm going to say, is inside of luggage.
Ooh.
Nobody's going in the luggage. This is one of the most popular hiding spots for gifts. You have luggage in your house or a duffel bag.
Everybody got something.
Yeah, and they're in the closet. Nobody opens them because they're only there for when you go somewhere or on vacation, if you even have one.
And unless you're planning on going somewhere, them bad boys are presumed to be empty.
So do you like my spot?
That's a good spot.
Thank you. I stole it.
In the
it.
Luggage. See, but then it gets heavy.
I stole it because it's the most popular place. So it's not really mine, but it's the most popular.
Say you load it up, right? You put a bunch of stuff in there and then it's heavy. Then you obviously somebody's gonna move it and go, wait, what's in here?
No, my luggage is all in closets where nobody's touching them.
Ah, you can't, you leave it untouched.
You put them in storage and then you put the gifts inside of them and nobody touches the suitcase.
And then you put all your other random garbage back on top of it and nobody knows the difference.
When our kids are looking for gifts, they're gonna open the closet or they're gonna see the luggage, but they're not gonna open the luggage.
They might move the box on top of the luggage, but they're not gonna move the luggage.
They're never moving the luggage.
Nope.
So luggage, number one spot for hiding gifts. What do you guys got? 414-533-1037. You want to go to the phones?
I was going
to
say attic, maybe, just because like I said, we got young babies. In the next 2-3 years, then we'll worry about hiding spots.
Right.
Right now.
You're almost there.
Right. Right.
I'm out of it now where my kids are like, just give us cash or give us I just want a whole brand new PlayStation, Mom. Is that cool?
Can you build me a new computer?
I just need a $500 PlayStation. That's it, Mom.
Let's call it $600 because of tax.
Okay, son.
Yeah,
no.
For real, though. Nah,
anyway,
that's a good luggage is top
luggage
tier.
Luggage is a good hiding spot. What do you guys got? 414-533-1037. Let's take a caller. Go for it, DZ.
You know my favorite number.
Oh, 3. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Autumn in New Berlin.
Autumn!
Hey, Autumn.
You text in all the time. It's so nice to talk to you.
I like that random pool. Look at Autumn said, broop. Hey, guys.
Jinx. If you saw me flying down Sunny Slope this morning,
no, you didn't.
Anyway, Autumn.
Holla at us. What's up?
What's the best hiding spot for gifts?
I do random old totes in the garage.
Old totes in the garage?
Like storage bins?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Them big black totes nobody ever goes in that you assume got nothing or garbage in them?
Yep. Nobody's going in those. Autumn.
Ain't nothing in there but pool noodles.
Smart. What's your address? No. Just kidding.
And what's your garage code?
And is there a key under the mat?
No, that's smart. No, that's smart.
That is really smart, Autumn. I love that.
Luggage-esque because you're like, put it in something and nobody's ever going to think to look in.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
Then you get kids like me. When I was a kid, I'm a look in there.
Yeah. Well, you're different. You're both different.
I was a Snoopy kid, bro.
That's a
good one. Boys.
Yeah, that's boys for you, for real.
And girls, I mean.
Them boys are in the garage, though.
True. Well, Autumn, that's a good one. Autumn stores the gifts in a tote, like in a big bin in the garage
in the
that
garage.
People think is just storage.
It's cold
genius.
In there.
Genius.
All
appreciate right, Autumn.
Your call.
Love you. Bye.
Have a good day. Love you. Bye.
Too. Bye.
Love it when people say I love you back to
makes
us.
You feel
isn't
good.
It phenomenal?
Makes you feel
all
fantastic.
Right, we're going to talk to you guys next. The best hiding spots. Mine was luggage. That's why I keep saying it. Autumn had a good one with your storage totes. And we're going to take your ideas next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The best hiding spots for presents. I got blown away with my own answer, which was luggage.
Luggage is top tier,
because
though.
Because nobody looks in luggage. Never. So hide them in luggage. And then what else did we talk about?
Well, then we got on a little roll, mm-hmm. and who
Autumn.
Called?
Autumn.
Autumn in New Berlin. She was like, listen, I hide it in totes in the garage. And we thought that was genius, too.
Genius.
Nobody's in the garage like that.
Well, Brenda from Racine texted and said, hi, we've hid presents inside the empty Christmas tree box.
Ooh!
That is genius. Then put some Christmas totes on top. No one thinks.
You cover it up, nonchalant. You just go about your day.
Gene.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
To put it in the tree box.
But
wow.
Then and here's the thing with a lot of hiding places. I hate the fact that you got a finite amount of space. So the presents got to fit in that.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, you got to look for new places. Then you got presents in 19 different hiding spots.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Nancy texted in and said, the key is to switch with a friend or relative. So if they find anything, it's not theirs. Oh, now you're extra.
No, but that's kind of genius, though. You send all your presents and you don't even got to really worry about hiding them. Because if the kids find it, guess what? It's not yours anyway.
True. Daryl and Racine said tree box as well. Huh.
Tree box must
We're
be
learning.
A tip. Okay.
Well, let's start with Amber in Milwaukee. I think she's got a good hiding spot.
Amber.
Hey,
good
girl.
Morning.
Hey.
All right. Where do you hide your gifts? We're looking for good hiding places today.
Take notes.
I just never take them out of my trunk. I just like put the Trader Joe's bags in front of them. And
smart.
You drive around
smart.
With them?
Because even if you have food, it doesn't matter because it's cold.
So
it doesn't even matter.
You just make sure it's something that's like basically not fragile glass, breakable, and you're like, all right, let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like something that's like, if it was like really expensive, I probably would bring it and hide it somewhere
right.
else or wrap it.
Or an electronic. You don't want to get that in the weather too much, you know, hot or cold.
She's
right.
not even
batteries.
Hiding it. She wraps it right away. That's the real hiding. You just wrap it
right.
immediately.
Oh,
boom.
No.
Because if it's too
what,
big
are you
to fit
psychopath?
In my trunk.
Nobody wraps until the night before in a panic. What's wrong with
if
you?
If it's too big to hide. What do you do with it? If it's too big to hide, literally, what do you do with it?
Well, and she's lucky she has a trunk because, you know, I have an SUV. You can see right into my trunk.
Unless, the boys are gonna see it all.
Unless I put it where the tire stuff is. You pull.
Yep.
You going to get rid of the spare?
No.
PSA, do not take the spare to hide presents.
It depends
please,
on how
Allie.
Badly I want to. No,
Allie,
kidding.
Please. I'm begging
and
you.
If you.
You think
AAA
I can't drive on three
somebody...
tires?
I know. You can't.
Sorry, what'd you say, Amber?
Nothing.
No, she said,
Amber's like,
it.
Don't mind me, y'all ADDs.
Well, that's because she has a visual of me driving on three tires right now.
look at you doing
hilarious.
Tricks. Nah, I like it, though. Amber says the trunk.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Amber, we love that you called. Thanks for calling, girl.
Love you guys.
Love you back. Bye.
Let's go to Megan in Waukesha and see where her hiding place is for gifts.
Morning, Megan.
Hi, Megan. It's not the trunk,
hey,
is
guys.
It? Hey. Where are you hiding them? Tell us everything.
Tell us everything.
Come
Snitch on.
On
yourself.
Before, it used to be like where it was super duper over my head because I am super duper short. You've seen how short
oh,
I am.
Oh, Megan's a shorty. Yeah, I've met her.
She's
yeah.
I am a shorty.
You've met her, yeah.
I'm a shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Fun size.
Fun size. But I actually discovered a new hiding spot. We have this workbench that I keep all my gym equipment in, and everyone knows not to touch Mama's gym equipment.
Smart. Yes,
it's
girl.
Dangerous. No touching.
And it's not interesting. So I'm like, this is a good spot for
and expensive.
And my kids don't even. It doesn't even faze them. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's a good spot.
Anything that's invisible to
them—they're not picking up our gym stuff. Trust me.
Right. Well,
no.
Nobody is actually.
Us either.
You have to get me to the gym and still try to get me to pick up the weights.
Yeah, force her, dog. She's not finding a present under her nose.
Megan, that's a good one. In your basically your gym box
mm-hmm.
is because people aren't messing with your weights. That's smart.
Dad's toolbox.
No.
Your big old stuff.
The
stuff that you're
touches.
Like. Listen, this is dangerous.
You
kind of like the oven. Just don't put it in the oven.
I could do under the sink with the cleaning supplies. Nobody's touching them.
Nobody's ever going
Let's
under.
Be
there.
Real.
Seriously.
Let's be real.
That's another good spot.
Uh-huh. And
okay.
I am being shady with that one. I'm trying to throw
shade
is what I'm saying.
Hoping the boys are listening. Like, yeah, they'll never look
Punks.
Under there for anything to clean.
Yes. My oldest is listening too, so.
Oh, you better find a new spot, Megan.
Oh, the gym equipment's gone.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, Emily from Milwaukee texted in. She said, I tend to hide them in the sock hamper. Oh, the sock hamper. But
laundry
it's like
mentality.
It's like a bin, and then I cover it with clothes. Dude, we have, that's genius. We think of all the baskets of clothes we have around, and then you just bury them under there.
We
genius.
Have a giant hamper in our basement, right? Because we, I mean, four in the family. Yeah. Two, me and Aaron and the two boys, we go through a lot of clothes.
Same.
We got a giant hamper that's maybe like 4x4, right? It's big, 4 feet by 4 feet. If we put presents at the bottom and then threw dirty clothes on top, ooh.
That's genius. Just nobody's touching the laundry.
Nope, just me.
Never. All right, let's go to our final caller. Oh, let me read one more text. Michelle from Lisbon said, I hide mine in the Christmas decoration tote. So we're getting a lot of Christmas tree boxes, Christmas decoration totes, and even the luggage, like I said.
I never even thought about it. You sitting either. There, those are now empty for the season. Mm-hmm. Use them. Yep.
Lindsay and Grafton said, we have a bed frame that has drawers underneath, presents with summer clothes on top.
Good.
Smart.
It is about the layering, because if you just leave it on top or throw it in the closet, you think it's going to stay there. Yeah, no, it's getting found. It's getting found.
Yeah, no. Let's go to Waylon in Wabaca.
Our resident 8-year-old.
And he's got his own theme song now from Minecraft the movie. Hey, Waylon.
Lava chicken.
Hey, is your mom back in the car now?
Yeah.
Shoot. We were gonna talk without you, Mom, but now you're back.
You're
and
back.
That's okay. Hey, Chaya. All right, Waylon, you said you have a hiding spot. What is it?
It used to be under my bed, but now I have a loft bed, so I can't.
Everybody can see
Shoot.
Under it.
So what do you do now?
So now I go in the garage, and there's this big piece of wood, and I always, and there's another piece of wood under it, and I stuff all the presents in there.
Oh, you're so smart, Waylon.
The garage.
And your parents never find them?
Never?
Never ever.
Yes.
Never ever. Good.
You're good
they
at that.
They don't even know I have a hiding spot.
I bet.
Now she does.
Maybe she's checked out like parents do when your kids talk sometimes.
You're right. I'm making
maybe
it hot.
Maybe she's not listening.
Let me stop addressing it.
Just
sorry.
Let's act like it didn't happen.
Anyways, Waylon, unrelated scribbles.
The elf on the shelf. Where was he today? Did you find him? We need an update.
Yeah, he's in our tree by the star. And then he had this little mini elf reel. He said, spin it with kindness in your heart.
Oh, did you spin it?
I spinned it.
You spinned it.
And then what happened when you spun it?
It said sing Christmas carols.
Oh.
So did you sing some?
And eat Christmas cookies.
Ooh.
You got to do both?
Wait, Scribbles was nice today.
I like that. Yeah. Scribbles might be turning a leaf.
Okay.
It is. I mean, it is almost Christmas.
I actually have to do that because my Christmas concert's coming up.
Ooh.
You got a Christmas concert coming up too?
Stop it.
Yeah.
When?
But my brother can't see it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay.
And because we have the same day.
Oh, he's got his Christmas concert.
Hold on.
Conflicting.
My mom's that
coming
big.
To a rehearsal.
How did they do the same day for the Christmas concert?
How dare
Wabaca
they?
Couldn't figure that one out. Come on.
I got a feeling Scribbles had something to do with it.
Scribbles! Come on!
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I don't know if I have time for anybody else's problems. We got our own problems, man.
Low key, high key, all
Jeez.
The keys.
Is it vacation? Is it the holiday yet? No, for
no.
real. What's the problem today on What Would DZ Do?
Peep this. I think you might actually have some good advice here.
Oh.
Yeah. So, reconnecting with your high school sweetheart.
Okay.
I see your face. You might not have advice. Okay.
Listeners,
help.
Oh, boy.
Allie and DZ, I'm writing to you because I'm in a tricky situation. I could really use your advice.
Okay.
Recently, I've reconnected with my high school ex after years of no contact.
Mm.
Things ended platonically, and we've both moved on and lived separate lives. I have a son from a previous relationship, and he just moved back to the area after being gone for work.
Okay.
When we reconnected, it felt instantly magical. Like we picked up right where we left off. We've been talking for about 4 months now. Right?
You
gotta, I mean, come on now.
Well,
that's
you
high
have
school
history, so you already know each other. There's that. It's like when I see my friends from grade school. It's like we pick up where we left off.
Pick up right at the backyard.
And it can be the same thing with love, but go on. Let me hear more.
100%. This is somebody you've known since high school.
Yeah,
just because
on.
You haven't spent
and
years with them.
You dated.
Yeah, and
even
you dated.
Even more intimate.
More than just a friend. Yes. All right. So got a son. He just moved back to the area. Felt magical. They've been talking for about 4 months, and she says, I'm ready for the next steps, introducing him to my family, especially my son and my support network. Now, I'm assuming he knows half of your family already or most of your family, but not that baby. However, he has been very hesitant. Mentioned he's nervous about getting attached or attachment and doesn't want to get too involved without knowing where things are headed between us. Now, I understand and respect his feelings, but I've told him that I want him to get attached, that I'm serious about this working out.
Oh, geez.
I want him in my life and in my child's life long term. What can I say or do to reassure him that it's safe for him to commit and get involved?
Nothing after 4 months, honey.
Really?
Nothing yet.
Really?
You're moving too quick. Like, 4 months, glad that I'm really happy for you that it's going great. 4 months ain't bleep.
This feels different.
4 months ago was this summer. I mean, the end of the summer. Like, we're not even
fair
to Christmas yet. Hold on. Get through a season first.
As much as I agree, it feels different because this isn't new. This isn't somebody you've just met.
True.
The biggest catalyst here is the fact that you have a child with another man.
Well, because things are not going to be like they were in
high
school.
You now have
lived other lives.
So
you have probably evolved and grown up and changed a little. It's great that you're reconnecting, but is that going to last? I don't know.
Or you haven't evolved enough. You haven't changed much, right? Because you've been so focused on raising a child, arguably and respectfully so, rightfully so. Yet this person has gone off, lived, experienced, and he's now coming back going, oh, this was kind of fun to warm back up into the area.
She wants to jump in, and he's like, I'm still kind of figuring it out. Slow down.
Right? And
she's like the homebody that never left, who wants the long-term relationship.
Townie.
And the townie, that's what I couldn't think of the word.
We've talked about.
And that he came back after, living a lot of life and was like,
slow down.
Because he might be gone again.
Because hear me out. This is something that I hate to say, but you could just be... You know how when you get out of a long-term relationship, you quickly get into something else, that's a rebound?
Yeah.
This is a rebound for him coming back to an old stomping grounds. Your old stomping grounds.
You're the comfortable one right now.
Right now, the conversation is easy while he settles in. He might not want to be involved, period.
That's true.
And he's trying to tell you that in a nice way. Without saying, hey, no.
And you want to revisit this because you don't see anyone new because you're a townie. So this is what cracks me up about townies, and I've talked to people about this, when you don't get out of your city ever. You don't ever like travel or move or anything.
Experience.
So you're 35 and you're still thinking about somebody from when you were 15.
Correct.
I'm like, you haven't lived enough life if you're still thinking about somebody you knew when you were 15. You have not lived enough life.
You have not lived enough life. I actually tend to agree.
I think you need to go have some experiences in life if you're constantly going back to that and, not getting out. Unless, hey, you've lived your life, you both are ambitious, you both want to move around, then you might have that in common. But at some point, you're going to enter that phase where you don't have stuff in common because he's the ambitious one who moved away and you're the townie.
Yeah.
As someone who moved away right away.
As somebody who moved away.
And stayed away my whole life. I moved all over the country on
my own. You come back and you see the town effect when you come back.
You come back and I am actually a good example of this. I go back to Carbondale and everybody's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The
same
people
places.
I dated in high school have not changed. The people I dated in college that are still there have not changed.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And that's essentially when I go home what I see. And there is nothing hot about that. Let me tell you. You're like, no.
That's genuinely what I'm afraid of because when you do move away, you experience so much tenfold.
And I have stayed in touch with the friends who moved away.
Right.
Because we have more in common.
So you come back and you go, oh, you're still around? Hey, yeah, it's good to talk to you. Let's keep it cordial, right? Like, oh, we've reconnected. But he's not thinking of this in a romantic sense. And now that he realizes you're thinking about this in a romantic sense, he doesn't know how to let you down softly.
He's comfortable and you're familiar right now.
You are a friend, and I think you should approach it as such. I hate to say this isn't a love endeavor, but this isn't your guy. And I know...
You don't think?
I don't want to say that you're looking for something comfortable, but you're also looking for something known because you haven't dated, or I'm assuming you haven't gone or tried to date somebody else because you're now talking to somebody you dated 15 years ago.
This is like when my boyfriend from when I was 19, we've talked about this, he'll reach out and message me out of nowhere and I'm like, miss me, dude. I would never, like that
Random.
Was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Move on with your life.
Move on.
And I'm like, I've had so many experiences, I don't even think about you, but you have not had any experiences.
So you still think about me.
Think about me.
Correct.
I'm so on the same page as you on this one.
I think I'm a let love be love kind of guy.
You love when people are in love, but you actually agree with me on this. They're not a match, I don't think.
I think she's moving too far ahead, right? And you're going, this is great. Let's pick up right where we left off. And he's going, no.
Well, Carl and Indy texted and he said, I had a high school friend, and she really liked me and offered me to go to prom with her, and I liked her. But for some reason, I declined. Because if I were to accept it, things would have changed, and she would have been my girlfriend, and we would have been attached together.
Because otherwise...
Yeah, it would have changed everything.
If you want advice on how you can reassure him that it's safe, you got to tell him that you want to get married to him. You have... No, for real.
Okay, chill out.
If now we're talking advice, because we've been saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
She wants genuine advice on how to assure him. You just have to say, listen, I see the end with you.
Yeah.
You are endgame. We've reconnected.
And he needs to tell her.
I need a baby daddy. The dad isn't in the picture. I need a man. You are it. That's what you got
to
say.
Somebody said on the text line, you have to respect his boundaries. It needs to be a bigger conversation.
Nah, propose. You propose to him. If you're ready, propose to him.
It says wait if he wants to wait regardless of your feelings.
Propose, girl.
Ooh, the phones are going
Get the
crazy.
Ring.
We're
going
to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so we're talking today about trying to rekindle something with your ex from high school 15 years ago.
High school sweetheart.
But now you have a kid, and you guys have...
With a different guy.
You guys have now reconnected, and you've been hanging out for 4 months, and she wants him to, like, be it. And he's like, hold on.
Can I say it, and this is just going to sound rude? It sounds like she's looking for a father for that child, not a partner for herself.
Okay, you know how I went off about townies and how sometimes, like, I can't identify with the people that never left my hometown because I have moved all over and we just have different...
Yep.
I've evolved. Bella and Kenosha said, don't be hating on townies. We don't think it's negative. Not everyone can leave. I agree.
Hold on.
There's more to that.
Nobody's talking trash on the townies. It's the townies that don't evolve.
That
you can
part.
Live in the same city that you grew up in and evolve.
You sure can.
It's when you still live the same life and do the same things that you ain't never changed.
Same block with the same people and nothing's new.
I know friends that bought their parents, you know, bought their
that
childhood
part,
home.
Yeah.
Right? But you remodel the inside. You change it up. You do and live experience differently. You make that town your own.
You travel. You meet new people.
You don't keep living in the same circle, if that makes sense.
That part. I love that. Yes.
Yeah,
we should talk about that more. I'm so with that.
Yeah.
So with that. All right. Let's go to the phones and see what everybody thinks. Kate the Great is calling in East Troy. I know. Where's she been?
Theme song, Kate the Great.
Dust that thing off.
Not as dusty as some other ones, but
true.
You know, it's
hey,
been
Kate.
A minute, Kate.
Hey, how are you guys?
What up,
well,
fam?
Apparently not as busy as everyone in East Troy.
Yeah.
I mean,
too busy for us.
No.
Huh?
Well, I spent the last 3 weeks with the throw up flu, the cold flu.
You've been
emergency
sick.
Room.
Okay. Yeah. Let us stop.
Well,
you've been down for the count.
I feel
girl.
Like a jerk.
Are you hot to go
That's
though?
Okay.
You hot to go now? You good?
I'm good. Yes, I'm out of the woods.
Thank God.
Good, good.
Nice Justin Timberlake reference. Okay. What?
All right,
without,
so here's,
yeah, go on.
Here's my thing. So I feel like, DZ, you hit the nail on the head. And I lived this life. I was 35 with a five-year-old trying to find my family, right? So you have this idea of like a father, and then you want this little family.
It's all
and you lose
an idea.
Of a companion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're looking
also,
for a father, not a partner.
Put that kid through that. 4 months is 4 minutes.
Ooh,
you know,
for them.
Like, don't introduce, I don't care how long you've known the person, don't introduce him in that manner unless the guy or the other person is ready and says it.
And he said he's not ready.
He's nervous.
Right.
Attachment.
Yeah. Force that.
Well,
you cannot force that.
As a person who presumably doesn't have kids for himself, you don't want to step into a role to be a father figure to somebody where you don't know if it may or may not work out because you don't want to dip that investment.
Well, and he's dating. He's not interested in marrying her
Parenting.
And being a stepdaddy.
That we know of.
That we know of.
No. Don't do it. I'm sorry to the girl. It's not time, and it might not be your person. So
don't waste your time. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, coming from experience,
well,
Kate the Great.
I miss you guys, too. I hope you're doing good.
Likewise, Kate. We love you.
Snaps and claps we got from Bella. Okay, nice. Thanks for calling, Kate.
Yeah, you guys take care. Bye.
Bye. Much love.
Let's go to Carrie in Waukesha and see what her advice is. I know she's married with littles. Hey, Carrie.
Good morning.
You didn't marry your high school sweetheart, though, did you?
No, I didn't have a high school sweetheart.
Same. So yeah. I was a hoe like you. I'm kidding. Carrie, that was a joke. We were not. We were in the band. I don't know. Carrie, no, what's your advice?
I agree with the person who texted about boundaries as well as Kate because if you're going to try to push him, he's just going to fight back and he's going to say, I don't want anything to do with you. And then the minute you say, hey, I want to propose to you, then he's going to be like, get this.
I'm done. Definitely gone.
You're basically going to scare him off with all the pressure instead of just letting it be what it is.
You might not have anything to scare off. You could just be a good friend. You, now if this is an ex, and keep it high school sweetheart so you don't got to have new heartbreak, dog.
Yeah. Good talk.
Carrie's like, yes,
Carrie's
girl.
Like, I'm
yes.
done, and I'm done. Bye.
Thank you, Carrie.
Carrie, we appreciate you. Thanks
love
for calling.
You
love you back. Bye.
Jeffro from Racine said, don't go chasing waterfalls. Okay, TLC.
Just to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Got it.
Somebody else said, 4 months is too soon to introduce the kid. Give it more time for it to happen organically, if it even does happen.
She's going and thinking too much of the past experience, their ex-relationship.
She wants to.
That's not it no more.
She has a kid. Her and her high school sweetheart split up. It's been 15 years, and now he's back in town now that he's lived somewhere else, and she's like, oh, this is it. And he's like, I don't know about that.
This ain't it.
What's the advice?
This could be a pit stop for him.
Thank you. Let's go to Ariana in West Dallas.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Ariana. Girl, first of all, don't ever text me to go caroling with you.
Girl, what's wrong with you?
I'm not going to go caroling. No.
You guys are going to love it. I promise you.
She wants us to go caroling.
I'm busy that
Ariana,
day.
I'm busy. Next.
Yeah. That day and the next day.
You know why I'm not going caroling? Because,
You don't want me singing.
Okay, well, then you enjoy it. Anyway, Ariana, we're not caroling with you, but
what's
your advice?
I'm not ruining anyone's silent night, okay? Okay?
Silent night!
Get off my porch!
I promise you guys, it's a good cause.
We'll talk off air.
I'll give you money before I will go caroling, okay?
I'll send somebody to sing on my behalf. Jaclef, my guy, you're up.
Girl, I will charge you to my credit card before I will go caroling.
My singer's name is Josh Guy. He'll meet y'all there. He's singing for me.
That's awesome. All right, Ariana. No, for real. What's your advice for this girl who is basically like in love with her high school sweetheart? He came back home. Now she wants to like get with him and be married to him, but they've only been seeing each other for 4 months. No kids involved.
She wants to make him the baby daddy.
No, and that's what I was going to go. I think that's like she's trying to make her comfort zone.
Yep.
Like, you know, because like they've been dating for so, like they dated a long time ago, but things change in the next 15 years, you know? Mm-hmm. And I agree with the last two callers where
Carrie and Kate.
She's going to scare him away. So maybe, you know, it might happen where in a time where he's like, you know what? I'm ready. Let's do it. But she's scaring him away at this point. You know, like I would be freaked out. Like if I'm not ready, you know,
I don't think she has any awareness though of what she's doing. I don't think she has the awareness that he's just not,
that she's pushing too hard, that he's not the guy.
Yeah.
She's going. Yeah. Well, imagine this. You date, got one guy, ex, and then you date another guy, get pregnant. Mm-hmm. For all we know, those are the only two relationships that are long-term for her, so she's just going back to the last
ex. To the same thing she knew before.
Nah.
She's not evolving and trying to meet anybody new. I agree with you on that. Time to evolve.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Look for somebody with kids.
No, definitely. And especially if they have a past and like they have past history where it's like they had problems, those are going to be brought up. And, you know, sometimes that might have been brought up. I'm telling you this because like I've never wanted my husband, like, you know, I have kids. My husband, I never wanted to pressure him when I was dating him. Like, hey, you know, let's meet the kids. It did take about 4 or 5 months, but it's because he told me he was ready for it. You know, I never pressured him.
He did.
And like, you're married now because you waited over his cue. I love that. For people dating, like let them tell you when they're ready. If you you should be talking about it, but
obviously,
you should also be about when it's going to happen.
And if
know?
Those conversations lead you to believe that somebody's nervous or worried or doesn't want to get attached, those are all words to say I'm not ready.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, you have me thinking about when I introduced my kids. Now I'm going back to that time when we were dating, and he was like,
"They could say sure, but they could. You got to listen to those nuances because they could say yeah, but they really are meaning something else."
Dinner and we had a good discussion about it. Before, you know what I mean?
You
have to be on the same page. And these people are not on the
same
page.
Not even close.
So,
not at all.
Hopefully they take our advice.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Ariana.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm out of breath, but I was running through the building, okay?
Why were you doing laps?
I don't know.
You just decided to run?
I wasn't. I was just in the bathroom.
I know. Joke.
Good morning, everybody.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ, 103.7. 97.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Guess what tonight is in this city?
What's tonight in this city?
It's a big deal.
Is it?
Happens once a year.
Once a year.
I think once a year, maybe twice. I don't know. The holiday train's coming through.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be in Tulsa.
That is a big deal in the Midwest, bro. Mm-hmm. One of my friends right over the border lives right next to the tracks that go.
So they get to see it.
From their back patio. It's really cool.
That's so cool. Well, it's going to be in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And then people are going to get on. And then here's what's so funny.
Oh, Tulsa's a stop.
I have tickets this year. I've never had tickets or been invited on the holiday train. Yeah. So when this guy, Rick, was like, Allie, do you want to go on the holiday train? I was like, hell yeah. He sends me tickets. I write back. I go, dude, who are you? I was like Random. So confused. I'm like, wait, why are you sending me tickets?
Are you the conductor, Rick?
He's like, I work for the holiday train. I go, oh, thank you, Rick. You're awesome. Sense. I appreciate you. So he sent us tickets.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So you get on in Tulsa and then you get off in Heartland.
Heartland?
How do I get back to Tulsa?
So you got to have a ride?
Because
the train keeps going.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The train keeps riding.
Lights and a band. It happens around like 4:45 tonight, I think, in Tulsa.
Right when it's starting to get dark because the lights. Yeah, you want to see it when it takes off. Oh, dang, dude.
So Rick, if you're listening, I don't know if I'm going to go because...
That's tough.
Heartland back to Tulsa is a little... The logistics don't really work.
Well, we're sitting there on the train. Now, who's going to bring us home?
And by the way, somebody that we didn't invite.
A different train, right? You know what I mean? Like,
am I the jerk?
Is there a shuttle?
Asking someone to come get me in Heartland and not inviting them on the train?
Yes. No need to bring it on. Yes, the jerk
Either
for
way,
sure.
You know what? It's going to be really cool. I hope you guys get to check out the holiday train tonight. It's in Tulsa around 4:45, like I said, and then it goes to Heartland and then on. So you can find it all online.
Fun holiday tradition.
Fun stuff for kids. Yep. All right, you ready to get into Am I the Jerk?
I think I am.
Well, this one is going to have you appalled, I think.
Okay, well, I'll change my name.
It involves telling someone they cannot use your baby name.
Huh?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for telling my sister she can't use my baby name?
My property names, right?
Wait till you hear this one, dude.
I'm listening.
You could always email us your Am I the Jerks, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com, or just slide into our DMs and hope we get them.
Yep.
Okay? She says, Allie and DZ, hi. I'm a 30-year-old female. I have one sister who's 2 years older than me and currently pregnant with her second child.
Okay.
I don't have any kids yet, and I'm not married, but I do have a fiancé and plan to have kids with him.
Good for you.
I told my sister that there were certain names that she was not allowed to use when the baby comes.
Okay.
Her first baby was a girl, and this one's a boy, and we already have our boy names picked out. She asked me if I was serious, and I said, yeah, I'm totally serious.
Saving those names.
Mm-hmm. You are not allowed to use my baby name. My whole family says I'm the jerk, but I don't care.
So what, they want to name their baby DZ? Let them, bro. Let them.
Am I the jerk for telling my sister she can't use my baby name? Why do I hear about this more than I should?
The thing is,
you hear about this more than you should nowadays.
You get hyper fixated on a name.
You don't even have a damn kid. You might not even be able to get pregnant with nowadays with the problems everybody has.
But the theory and the...
It's crazy.
The potential will drive you to save a baby name.
But I always... Dude, I just... Don't jinx yourself, man.
I get that. But then you also, there are so many names in the world that you telling your sibling, hey, I'd appreciate if you stayed away from these, you know, that'd be great.
It's not I'd appreciate it. It's you can't use them.
That's not what she said.
It's you can't use our baby name.
Yeah.
So she's got a sister who's pregnant with her second child. Her and her fiance already have their boy names picked out
if they ever
have kids. And she told her sister, you cannot use it. And everyone says she's a jerk. I think she's a total jerk. I mean, she's nuts.
She's being honest and she's being direct. She's saying, hey, don't use these names because we've got these names picked for our babies.
You're not even pregnant. Stop.
So?
Stop. Your sister is pregnant.
How do we know
Focus
they're not
on
trying?
Your sister, and then when it's your turn, you can come up with your baby name, okay?
Would that make you want to pick the name more? Because for all you know, that's not even names that are in her wheelhouse.
That's the thing.
Y'all
that's
are picking
so
different
weird.
Names, right?
The whole thing is like so territorial, and you can't have my name, and that's my name.
It's territorial for sure, but you get territorial with family,
mm-hmm.
right? So you'd think I should be able to have that mutual respect with my sibling to say, hey, don't name your baby these names, because if and when, hopefully, when I'm starting my family, this is the name that we want.
You know what Oscar and Wendlake texted it? He said, jerk, I have a kid on the way. Talk about self-centered person. Or no, she said, jerk, have no kid on the way. Talk about a self-centered person. He's saying she doesn't even have a kid on the way.
This kid is only a theory. Yeah, no, this kid is 100% still a hypothetical. But when the kid is on the way, whether boy or girl, they've got names picked out.
Hold on. Oscar said jerk, but then Mika from Milwaukee wrote in and said, 414, by the way, you can text or call, 414-533-1037. Good morning. No, she's not the jerk, because I have five children and I've never tell anyone their name until the delivery room when I'm actually having the baby, because I don't want anyone to take the name.
Yeah. And how many times have you heard of somebody going, ooh, I like that name. They have a baby first, boom, steal your name.
But it's not even that, Mika. Her sister already said, what if they have a name and they're not telling anyone? And her sister came in and went, you can't use DZ or Allie. And she's like, huh?
Huh?
So messed up.
That wasn't on the list, but it is now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is she the jerk for telling her sister she can't use her baby name? Sister, she's not even pregnant, by the way. The sister is.
Not even thinking about pregnancy really like that. She got a fiance, though.
We'll talk to you guys next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her sister she can't use her baby name.
She don't even got a baby on the way.
She's 30 years old, got a fiance, and her sister's about to have a baby, and she said, we told them they cannot use our baby name.
Sister's 2 years older, and this is her second kid, right?
But this is a boy, and she's like, we already have our boy names picked out, so she cannot use it, and I'm totally serious.
You can't name your baby DZ, okay?
No, you're not allowed. I can't, dude. Should we go to Jamie? Let's start with Jamie in Milwaukee, because she's going to be fired up. Hey, Jamie.
Morning.
Are you sure you want to start with me?
My finger's on the dumb button. Please be careful.
Just don't say any naughty words.
Double jerk, double down jerk, triple jerk, quadruple jerk, 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 jerk all the way.
Jerkity jerk, 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 jerk.
The end.
Dang.
Girl, Jamie, you just had a baby. I mean, well, in the past year, you know. Like, what would you do if somebody said this to you, your sister?
Oh, let's not go down that rabbit hole. But today, first of first of all, she doesn't even have one on the way. It'd be different if she already had one and you guys had this plan.
Okay.
You don't even have one, not to mention, I'm not doubting their relationship, but who knows if something happens.
Well, a lot of people have trouble getting pregnant, and this is why you should never be like, I'm having this many kids, and I'm going to have them at this age, because if you haven't learned by now, we never know. You got to get in it and figure, you know.
Well, and to Jamie's point,
it's a journey.
It's a fiance, right? Yeah. This wedding hasn't even happened. Who's to say that the relationship doesn't go south 2 months from now and the baby never happens?
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And exactly what Allie just said, too. You're putting it in the atmosphere, kind of doubting yourself already. But not to mention, your sister is literally on the way for the delivery.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of be a jerk if you kind of put it out there and she deliberately went into the delivery room and then changed the name because of that reason.
It's like, get over yourself.
You cannot put a name stamp on a baby that does not even exist yet.
As siblings, though, you don't have like certain agreements, you know, that the random late night combos that you have with your sisters.
That's
like, these are the baby names that I've loved. These are the baby names I want.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
and that's
so
another topic and another story of my department.
See, you have all these conversations, all these late nights, you know, powwows when you're siblings and you're bonding and you go, I want to name my baby DZ when I get older. Blah, blah, blah. And then you're pregnant, your sister's pregnant and going, well, I don't want her to take that name. So you throw the reminder out.
Look,
hey, remember, don't name your baby DZ. You can't name your baby Liam and you can't name your baby Sam.
It would be on. This is why I did not tell anyone until they were born their names because I didn't want feedback. But that being said, there was nobody telling me there were names I couldn't use because it would have been on, like Jamie said. Yeah. Then it would have been on.
Tell the gender, we didn't tell the name, we didn't even tell nothing until my girls met their siblings.
I know, and I was annoyed by the whole thing. I wanted to know
what
it was.
I know.
It was a girl. All right, thanks for calling, Jamie.
Of course.
Bye,
bye, babies.
She had a baby named Presley. So cute.
Yeah.
She's my old trainer, by the way, from the Y. Okay,
let's
go to Sagar in West Dallas and see what a guy thinks about this.
Sagar.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Morning, man.
Total jerk. I agree with Jamie.
He said double down, triple down, quadruple down, jerk.
He's
double
like,
up.
You don't even have to ask me if she's the jerk for saying her sister can't use her baby name. Big jerk, huh?
Same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, who's to tell? She has kids. She could have four or five girls. They could
never
be
have
a boy.
Like, honestly, we
my
didn't
wife
even
and I had a boy name picked up forever, and we never had a boy. We have two girls.
You know,
look at that. Speak
there's a
on
reason
it.
My mom and had four girls. So I'm convinced they were trying, and it just never happened. You
well,
know?
There's a reason my sister-in-law Shannon got four boys because they kept trying for a girl. Yeah, no kidding. No, for real, Sagar. Speak on it because you don't know genetics.
You don't.
And, sure,
and you don't even know if you're going to get pregnant.
That part. Again,
so,
that part. So double down, triple down jerk, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Two
I can't
two.
Imagine somebody going the other way, but let's find out.
Let's
you never
out.
Know. All right, thanks
I'm
for
going
calling.
The other way. Appreciate it, Sagar. Take
Bye.
Care, man.
All right, last but not least, Brittany's in Milwaukee. Brittany.
Ooh, Brittany.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Is she the
How
jerk?
How y'all doing?
Well, good.
Is she
waiting
is
she dead. Oh, geez. Okay, go ahead. Everybody's ready to go off.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, girl.
What
you
ahead.
Say?
She is definitely the jerk.
Sweet.
Boom. Come on. You can't
like,
tell your sister?
How can you tell somebody what to name their baby? Like, this is such a precious moment. Like, why would you even do that anyway?
Well,
because
not,
we control
like,
our family.
Yeah,
like, they're ourselves. And we tell them what they can and can't do. Like, we're them.
We think we have control.
Because it's family and we go crazy with family.
It's the same reason, like, when you get married and everybody has their input about your wedding. And you're like, this isn't even your wedding.
It's not your day.
This is not your baby. It's
not
the same thing. Like, it's not your moment. You're not going to tell me what baby name I'm going to use. In fact, I'm going to name my baby. I would name the kid that just to be petitious.
And that's what the sister's trying to avoid. Going, please don't, girl. Please.
It's on. It's on.
She cannot do that. She is definitely the jerk. She can't do that.
All right.
Say less, Brittany.
Thanks
you got it.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate
okay, y'all have a good morning. Bye-bye.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Dude. Clean sweep.
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
I mean, if anybody had called in and said, not the jerk for telling the sister she can't use your baby name and she's not even pregnant.
That's
you've
rough.
You've got to be kidding me.
That's bold. That's 10 toes, though. She did it.
You know what? Somebody texted in. If you want the same names as my kids, I guess go ahead.
I've heard that happen where the babies are named the same thing because one name got picked and used and the other person said, I'm still naming my baby Christian. Sorry.
Somebody said, Chris texted in, a female, and said, I told my sister-in-law once at a bar my favorite names and suddenly, look what name we chose. Yeah, no.
Like, yeah, no.
Oh,
I know this triggered people for sure.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl in Hartford, thank you for texting in. She said, my daughter's name is Daisy. I don't have to worry about anybody taking that name. LOL. You're right.
I got a niece named JC.
Oh, that's pretty. They're all pretty. I love it. Well, there you go. Jerk for telling the sister she can't use your baby name. Ready to give away these tickets?
So am.
All right. We're sending you to Summerfest because Louis Tomlinson from One Direction's coming.
Ah, Louis!
This is so exciting. 414-533-1037. Very excited about this. One of the guys from One Direction. Summerfest is going to be so good. 414-533-1037. Caller 26. All right. The saga has continued. Someone scared me last night with a text they sent me, but let's give away these tickets first, and then I'll tell you. Because I texted DZ immediately when I got this.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I... Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, let's go to Shannon in Milwaukee first.
Morning, Shannon. Hey.
Good morning.
Hi, Shannon. How are you today?
I am good.
Okay, we're not out on the roads, but I know that shoveling was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I can see it's coming down. How is it out there?
How's it looking?
It's sloppy. It's very sloppy.
That's a good way to put it.
Slushy, man. It was so slushy trying to shovel. It was a nightmare.
Slush and slop out there. Yep.
Well, let's dream about summer together, shall we?
Can we do that? Are you down?
Yeah.
Are you down?
I'm so very down.
You sitting at the BMO Pavilion looking up at one of the guys from One Direction, Louis Tomlinson, on June 26th. It's you, Shannon!
Woo-hoo! You got them tickets, girl. Yeah, buddy.
Girl,
thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a great time at Summerfest. And let's just dream about, let's pretend we're somewhere else.
I felt a heat wave once you started talking. Right? I was like, ooh, yeah, summertime. BMO Pavilion.
Yeah.
Lakefront. Ooh.
Ooh, summer.
And then I opened my eyes again.
And then we saw all the snow coming down. It's not going to be pretty for long, let me tell you.
Hey, it'll hold you over till then, though, girl. Congratulations.
Shannon,
you won them tickets.
Congratulations. Have a great time.
Thank
Somebody's going to be in touch, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. There's a couple things. Family meetings here. First of all, tomorrow, you're never going to believe, is the biggest breakup day of the year. So we'll talk about that tomorrow on the
tomorrow
show.
Tomorrow is the biggest breakup day?
December 11th. I'll tell you why tomorrow. We'll get into that tomorrow.
You sure you're not just planting seeds today?
I swear. I didn't know this was a thing, that it was the biggest breakup day of the year.
Yeah,
but we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I sent you a text last night because I was beside myself.
Yeah.
We have been talking about how to find your lucky number.
Right. Your core number, your angel number, whatever, your number.
And I don't know what my number is.
I'm convinced everybody has one. You know my number's 3.
You say your number's 3. Well, mm-hmm. It is 3 because you said, you figured this out.
It's a cycle of my life. 3s happen in my lives, yes.
Okay, so your number's 3. Well, my whole life, I told this on the air, you know, that I play things like my birthday, number 20, or Hudson's September 4th, or Owen's the 25th of October.
Right.
Or my mom is January 9th. Now you're 9, now 2, right?
Yeah.
You're June 9th.
Yeah.
So I would just play based on birthdays, and I have no idea. I didn't know everybody had a number.
We're just going along life, faking the numbers game.
Saturday, I got really...
Invested
because we went to the parade in Grafton, and we were number...
42.
In the parade. And I went, okay, cool, whatever. I spent 10 minutes searching for number 42. Searching. Think about it as the story ramps up. So I'm searching for number 42. I find it. Don't think anything of it.
Right.
Then I go to eat at Champs an hour and a half later, and they take me to table 42.
Boom.
And I'm like, hold on.
Twice
you guys,
in one day?
In a couple of hours, now I'm starting to wonder what 42 and I have in common.
Is 42 my number?
Right.
So then we talked about
it. You kind of enlightened me. People were talking about angel numbers.
I said there could be some math involved, and you might have to break it down or add it up. Yeah, I remember all
so
that.
So we talked about that. Well, then.
What then?
I got a text message from Owen, his friend, his friend's mom, Melissa.
Okay.
She texted me because she listens back to our podcast every day. The next day she listens.
She catches
up later.
She works
out and she listens to the show, right?
Appreciate
she does it every day. Love you, Melissa. So she was listening back.
Right.
And she texted me this article.
Oh, so as she's hearing it, she's going, I'm listening to what you're talking about from this morning. Boom.
Mm-hmm. So she texts me and says, here's the thing on numbers. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I'm thinking, whatever,
Some numerology article.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
And she said, thought you and DZ would like this. So I go to this website, you guys, and it has this whole, it's understanding and calculating your life path number.
Oh, so it's like a quiz.
It's like a quiz. So I'm like, okay, here we go. It's like a horoscope. Here we go. But I'm in. But
It'll tell me my soul's color or whatever.
And
it
tells you how to calculate it, which is confusing on the air. So I'm sorry. I could not. It's too confusing on the air. But you have to calculate. You have to add all these numbers together until you get to one single digit.
What were some of the questions that it asked?
Because you write down your full birthday.
Okay.
You know what? So like I would write down 5/20/94.
Right.
That's a lie. But you know, and that's
not
the
95.
Year. Shut up. And then I would add all those up till I get a single digit. Then you have to basically do the same thing. You do it's confusing. That's why I'm saying I really.
You're doing some algebra and it's a visual thing.
You're doing some math on this, okay?
Yeah.
And then you add them all together to find your life path number.
Got it.
So I do all of this.
You go through the steps, answer all the questions,
and I'm just
input
like thinking,
all the numbers.
This is going to show me nothing.
Like, the math was mathing or not mathing?
Guess what my number was. Path number, dude.
Share, girl. Share with the class.
6.
Wait, like three?
Yeah.
3 plus 3?
Or 4 plus 2?
Mm-hmm.
I almost fell over.
I told you. Didn't somebody text? It could be 4 plus 2, 6.
I almost fell over.
Yeah, dog.
I almost fell over. 6.
That's your number.
It makes so much more sense now. It's not 4 or 2.
No.
It's 6, and 2 goes into 6.
Yep.
The problem I have with this number game is I feel like we could make it work for us if we really want. You can't make this number up.
You can't make that up. You can't make that work.
The amount of algebra I had to do to get to this number, I was like, you can't make this up.
And for it to be a 4 plus 2, right? Arithmetic solution.
And do you want to know what else is wild about 6?
What?
How much I see the 3s like you, but
yeah.
They go, 6 is one of those numbers where odds and evens go into it.
They do. It's technically one of the few round numbers that is odd and even.
So, I'm freaked out.
Why?
Because it was 6, and that's 4 plus 2.
Because it checks out. It checks out.
And it checks out, and that weirded me out. So, all I know is 2026 better be amazing for us, dude.
Let's go. It's going to be it.
I texted you that last night because I was freaking out.
Yeah.
And you were like, look at that, Allie.
Look at that.
You were totally like, told ya.
Had I not gotten gas the day before, what was my total? That same day we talked about, numbers and all that.
Yep.
My total when I got gas
was
$42.03.
Which is weird because I had the 42, you got 42, your number's 3.
Look at how many gallons I got.
You got 16 gallons.
16 what?
0.954.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro, you do math. Our numbers are everywhere.
This is crazy.
We got to play the Powerball.
Honestly, it's so big tonight.
I
was
going to
play it. Honestly, we're going to play it. We're playing it tonight. It's a Powerball night.
We're going to split it.
Okay. Because we're gone. We'll be doing this show from the beach.
We're taking lump sum and we're going to split it.
And with nannies everywhere.
Everywhere.
They're everywhere like strippers.
We'll call them au pairs.
Fine. Au pair away if you want. So that's all. I just had to share that with you. I got scared by my own number yesterday, and I'm blown away after we had this whole discussion this week. I had to share with the class. Somebody said, they texted in, Trish in Milwaukee. She said, I knew it. I texted in 4 plus 2 equals 6.
I told you somebody said that, bro. They knew it. They could feel it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel better about knowing this? Does this feel more real now? Like your lucky number
is 6.
Your angel number is el número 6. Number 6.
I guess. 6.
Yeah.
Well, then I started trying to look everywhere. Like, what else was a 6?
I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing 4s and 2s all over, together.
But think about Owen. He was born on the 25th.
Okay.
So there's no 6 in that. That's a 7 if you add those.
What month?
Or a 3. Or a 3, I guess, if you subtract them. Don't start with me, DZ.
Don't start with me in the threes. What month?
Because that's what I'm saying. October.
Okay.
Which is 8.
You do some math. Let's do.
No, 10. 10. My dad's on the 8th. That's why I got mixed up there. It's the 10th month.
What year?
What year was Owen born?
Mm-hmm.
2011.
Okay. See, now you're losing me with all the numbers. But we'd have to do some math. I can almost guarantee you there's a 6 in that mathematical equation somewhere.
Really?
I can almost bet.
Well, you would add the numbers. It's too confusing to do on the air.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, I don't even want to try to do it because I'm a pen to pad and numbers already messed me up. So I don't want to mess that up.
11, 12, 1 plus 2. His number would be 3. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
So half of you would be half
of...
Look at that.
Lori from Cedarburg texted in, said, my lucky number is 6 also. I'm running that we are more... I'm learning we're more alike every day. Hey, girl!
And I don't want to creep you out even more here.
What?
But my mother's lucky number is 9. Okay. Right? You divide 9 3 times, right? There's me and my little sister, 2 that made it. We've got a sibling that never made it.
Yeah.
You divide 9 3 times.
So weird.
Yeah.
Lala texted in, Destiny's wife said, my lucky number is 6 as well.
Look at that.
Y'all got me freaked out, let me tell ya, with your number games over here.
You playing the game now.
Somebody said we would have to do that soul number quiz when I worked for somebody that walked through the door. The amount of math I had to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you work somewhere that's all spiritual and nomadic like that, you're probably doing these quizzes all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there it is. You can Google how to find your life path number if you want to do what Melissa sent me. Because
what's the website?
It'll be
faster for people to find it. You know what I mean? Rather than just Googling how to calculate your angel number or whatever.
Centerofexcellence.com. I don't know.
So Center of Excellence.
With an E.
Calculate your number, and that should pop up.
But then it says psychic and supernatural at the top, which is going to freak people out. A lot of people get freaked out. Not me, though. Tell me.
If you're already looking for your number, you believe in the psychic and supernatural.
Well, maybe we know what my first tattoo is. Oh, you want to talk tattoos? Let's go.
You know I do. Let's I'm go. Down. Tat-tat-tat-it-a.
How many do you have, DZ?
I lost count.
Well, if you guys have missed the story, there is an iconic story about a tattoo DZ has on his calf.
Yes.
It's a 103.7 logo. He put the Kiss FM logo on his calf. He lost a bet in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very sad day, but the best part was, because you lost the bet, you came in on the morning show because you worked here.
I got tatted on air.
You got tatted on the
air. I was the overnight guy at the time,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you came in and got the tattoo of the Kiss logo because you lost the bet. And then here we are, 10 years later, mornings together. I love this story.
Ashley Newman is the artist from Rockstar. She was at Rockstar. She was great. No, she's a phenomenal artist.
I still follow her. Ashley's great. Yeah.
But yeah, dog, this bad boy, the color's still popping. Mm-hmm. The lips still look good. I might have to post a picture of it for anybody that ain't seen it.
Well, you have a lot of tattoos.
I've got a lot of iconic tattoos, let's just say. Because
Should we talk about it? Chill. Come on, let me tell it. Let me tell it. Fine, whatever.
Yeah,
DZ, this is not a joke, you guys.
This is the legend of DZ here.
He has Thug Life tatted on his butt.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
He does.
Maybe I do.
And it's hysterical.
Maybe I don't.
I've never seen it, but I can picture it.
Maybe it's Thug Cheek, Life Cheek. Maybe, maybe not.
Why did you get Thug Life on your butt? Was that a bet?
I didn't choose the Thug Life. The Thug Life chose me. That's why.
Okay, well, you have a lot of tattoos, and I have none.
You got zero, but we've been talking about tattoos for a while. Now, not to say that I've been trying to convince you, but I've been trying to convince you
to get
tatted.
I think I'm ready to get one now.
And we've decided that you do want a tattoo, but you
don't know
what you want.
Which is new, because for years, I didn't want one. I would have been tatted if I wanted. I would have gone and done it.
Right.
I mean, I had my belly button pierced. I had my tongue
pierced.
Oh,
you did? Really?
Oh, yeah, I had my tongue and belly button pierced
really?
For years. Yeah. And so I'm not afraid to like dip into piercings and tattoos.
Sure.
Tattoos wasn't it for me.
Body modifications didn't go that far for you.
The more that they've become, you know, part of our everyone
normal
loves
culture.
Them, and I've seen them more, I'm like, yeah, these tattoos are kind of cool. The more artistic I feel as I get older, I'm like, I want more tattoos.
I trust you less without tattoos nowadays.
Honestly.
Before it used to be like, oh, they got tattoos, you can't trust them. Now it's like, you ain't got no tattoos.
Where are your tattoos?
None?
Why?
None.
And I used to hate pain.
Yeah,
now,
fair.
I've been through so much that I can take mental or physical, bring it, you know,
thrive
like,
through it.
Whatever, let's go.
And you know my philosophy on the tattoo pain. I like that release. I like that energy. And I mean, and then you have a beautiful piece of artwork that's symbolic to you. Whether you choose to share that meaning with anybody, that symbolism is yours.
Well, I was waiting till the winter or the fall because I spend so much time in the sun.
Yeah.
And now that I'm playing tons of tennis, I'm going to be in the sun
all the time.
Because I'm not stopping, man.
So we didn't do it in the summer/fall because we were like, we're still outside, still a lot of sun. But guess what?
I don't want to have to worry.
It's snowing.
It's a blizzard.
So we getting tatted today? What's up? I know a guy.
Today?
I know a guy.
I mean.
Chris, Skin Museum.
You really want to go today?
What you trying to do?
Wait, hold on. I have stuff to do, dude. Hold on.
You know I'm impulsive like this.
No,
I will go get tatted right now.
No. But
I will go tell Chris to bring stuff to the studio right now.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, can we do this on our over the break?
Yeah.
Or should we do it before we go on break?
I think we
get tatted on the air if he wants to come in.
Real spill.
I'll do it.
It'd be fantastic if we got tattoos over break.
Let's
I'm going to get tattoos regardless.
I know, but
come on. I would love to get a team tattoo. Now, we don't got to get matching tattoos. We don't got to do all that. Like, let's be real. But we could pick a little small flash kind of design.
I would. You're the only guy I've ever worked with I would get a team tattoo with. Trust me.
We're figuring out our numbers, right? You figuring out yours. Say you get your number six. I'd get my number tatted on me.
You don't have a 3 on you anymore?
I don't have a 3 on me anywhere. I'd get the numerical 3 whether I do the Roman numerals. You don't understand. I already want the 3. I want the 3 on my collarbone. So it's like, I know the place. I know what I want.
I'm not starting with my collarbone. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, you definitely don't got to go to. No. You got to pick a different place.
Mine's going
to
be, I'm going to have a 6 then. Yeah. I'm going to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then if you flip it, it's a 9.
But for real, though, and that's what I was going to say. Like, you could put it somewhere where depending on, it could flip, right? If it's on your inner arm, right?
Or nobody knows what number it is.
On your ankle. Nobody, no, that's for you. You don't even got to put it right side up. You could put it diagonal, sideways.
I was honestly going to hide it. I was going to put it somewhere nobody really sees it anyway, unless I'm in my swimsuit.
See, you would do the rib cage right here on the side. It'd be a small enough tattoo to where I don't think you'd feel that like crazy, like, oh my gosh, it hurts so much pain.
I would love to do writing on my body somewhere, like how people have writing, like quotes, and but I don't know.
That's starting off a little ambitious.
That's what I'm saying. You're telling me to go on my rib. I'm like, I'm going to die if I get a tattoo on my rib.
Let's ask, where should you get your first tattoo? What placement? What place should you get your first tattoo at?
414-533-1037. Seriously, you guys. I'm not getting 6-7. Knock it off.
Please don't do that.
Somebody said, so my first tattoo was on my ribs. What?
A lot of people's first tattoos are a very painful place. I would avoid going on the rib cage. I would. I'd avoid your ribs. I'd avoid your feet. Straight up.
Okay.
Fine.
Kayla in East Troy said, get a tattoo that symbolizes your kids. No, we know what we're getting. We need to know where. Yeah, we're going to talk to you guys. You want to talk to him now?
I say let's talk to him now. Let's go.
Let's go. We'll talk to you guys for sure. All right.
What's up?
All right. Pick a line. Let's go with 3.
3?
Your number is 3.
It is 3.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Aaron from Racine.
Aaron, are you listening to the tattoo talk and the number talk?
I am.
Thoughts?
Holla.
So I think if you want something meaningful, you could do like a ribbon that certifies something like is symbolic, like a cancer ribbon, suicide ribbon, or you
mental
could
health
do.
Involved?
Like, I could do a mental health one because I've talked openly about, you know, my mental health, suicide attempts. I've talked about my treatment. I've talked about everything on the show. I could do a mental health one.
And though I don't know this a fact, I can almost guarantee that the number 6 has something to do with mental health. I can almost guarantee, I will put money on it, and I don't know this for a fact. I just know it has something to do with it.
A ribbon kind of looks like a 6.
It does. A ribbon does kind of look like a 6 or a 9 or whatever. So if you get a ribbon, you got a hidden 6 inside of a tattoo. I like it, Aaron.
All right.
Yeah. Great name, by the way. You know, my wife's name, so it's like,
it is
obviously
a good name, Aaron. See, I'm thinking. For once, I'm speechless because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, okay. And then I talked about doing some flowers that symbolized like my kids' birth months. Mm-hmm. Nobody would know what they symbolize, like
all
a little bouquet. Oh,
but what about
gosh.
Placement? Aaron, what about placement?
Thank you. That's what I need.
Where should she get the tattoo?
If I get a 6.
I have ribbons on the inside of my wrist.
I would do that. I would do my wrist.
It could hide under the
forearm.
Watch. Yeah.
Oh, under my Apple watch.
Yeah, because then when you do have the watch on or you want to show it.
The wrist feels like it would hurt.
The wrist does not hurt whatsoever.
Really?
As long as you're not on that bone, like the wrist bone, the rest is just all meaty. You know, you're good. The wrist would be fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, look how far down my tattoo goes down on my wrist. The
but you
least
have a lot of
pain.
Tattoos, so I'm assuming you're prepared for that, you know?
This is also true.
All right, Aaron, I appreciate your input. Wrist it is, maybe.
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 We'll put it on the list.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Much love. Bye.
All right, let's go to one more person. Why not? Let's go to...
Number 6.
Number 6. Why not? Hello, Kiss FM. Who's on line 6? Who is this?
This is Abby.
Hey, Abby.
Welcome to my lucky number.
Gang, gang.
We're talking about where I should get my first tattoo. What do you think?
Yeah, so I got my first tattoo on my pelvis, but that's because I was trying to hide it because I got it at a younger age.
Got it young.
So I could do pelvis.
That'll hurt, though.
You have to. You really want to have more of a...
meatier area, less pain. Bonier area, more pain. Just think about that. Needle's going into your skin.
Well, everything's going on my big thighs then. Nothing's going on my stomach.
When a needle's going a million miles a minute, you don't want it bouncing off a bone. Let me just put it like that. Ouch.
Yikes. Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah. So you say.
I got one on my wrist too, and it's not bad. And as far as the mental health tattoo goes, I have a semicolon with like a quote.
I've seen those.
When I was going through a dark time too. So yeah, I just needed something to kind of
help, that put reminder.
Me, yep.
Yep.
Put yeah. that reminder well, somewhere where I could see it. So I have it on my forearm so I can, like, always look down.
See it.
For those of you that don't know, the semicolon is meant to represent a pause, not an end.
Not an end.
So you're pausing right. a sentence, but your life is not over. For a lot of people who yep. deal with suicide and all those things and attempts. So,
beautiful yeah,
so
symbolism.
The semicolon is a big one. You can also do butterflies, which yeah. is a transformation. Okay. I could do that for mental health. And the lotus flower, which represents rising above adversity, and anchors, which are stability. Yeah. Oh!
It's all about what it means to yeah. you at the end of the day, right? Like, people yep. ask, oh, yep. are the feet prints, you know, on the back of your neck or behind your ear, are they for your three kids? It's like, no, well, technically I got three kids, but then I got to explain. Mm-hmm. They're my daughter's footprints. She didn't make it to this world, right? Like, and
is it weird I want a mountain?
I choose who I share that with, right?
Yeah.
Like, Amber, she chose that she wanted to share her story with us and say, hey, I got the semicolon for XYZ. She mm-hmm. didn't have to do that.
Mm-mm.
You never yeah. have to share or never. Divulge. It's yours.
That's true. Is it rude to ask people what their tattoos mean?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Well, how do I know?
It's a personal question. They will tell you when it's rude. Okay. They'll say, no, thank you. I'm not sharing.
Well, I'm going to get at least one, Abby. I don't know. Maybe yeah. I'll get a few. Maybe.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, you get one, you'll keep going.
Uh-huh. That itch starts scratching.
I have a lot of them, too. So you'll keep going.
You'll keep going.
All right.
Abby, appreciate right. your call.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye. You too.
All right. So we got some ideas. Wrist.
Wrist. Maybe pelvis.
Maybe.
I'd go somewhere meatier. Definitely
yeah,
meatier.
I'm much meatier on my bottom half. Like, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. that's why I joke about my thighs.
I could see like a hip. Like a
I
hip.
Could do a
little
hip
tattoo.
A hip I could do.
Yeah, hip. Or maybe like just top of the thigh. If you really want to go like swimsuit-esque kind of. Yeah.
Nah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Leg thing. I don't know. We're going to find. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, you'll find out eventually.
You'll see us on social.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, get this. We all have nostalgia when we see certain brands. Admit it.
Yeah, you're right.
I see my kids with their Nintendo, and I'm like, do you want to play Super Mario Brothers with me?
They don't know nothing about that. They don't know nothing about that.
Nothing about that. And I want to talk about these brands. They said Gen Alpha is now using all of these brands. Parents are using them to bond with Gen Alpha. And I feel that in my soul.
I do feel that.
So there's the whole list of all these brands that are coming back or never left that are just blowing up because of the nostalgia. They're saying, forget about Labubus. Nobody wants those. They're saying, try something you grew up with and you're probably going to bond if you have kids with them as well. So, ready for this list?
I'm listening.
Starts with YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah. YouTube's one of those brands that's nostalgic. Gen Alpha loves it. My kids are on YouTube all day.
I guess
day.
The kids are on YouTube nonstop.
All day. You
non-stop.
Know when I'm on it? Never. They're on it all day.
I'm on it when they're on it nowadays.
See?
Yeah.
So YouTube
or
would be
highlights
something
or something. Yeah, I used to be on YouTube all the time. You're
gives
right.
them nostalgia. Nintendo is second on the list, which I said brings. Mm-hmm. Here's a big one. I know that I've talked to friends who have bonded with their kids over Pokemon.
Playing Pokemon Go or the trading cards because they're back.
Can I be honest? I didn't know Pokemon was around when we were kids. Like, I had no idea.
Really?
I was oblivious. And then I found out it was big in the 90s. I had no idea.
Oh, it was huge in
all
the 90s.
All these parents are bonding with their kids over Pokemon. I didn't know that was a big deal.
Pokemon was huge for me. I never got into it like
same.
A lot of my friends did. I just thought it was a blast to collect the cards.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't actually play Pokemon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a big deal. It was a huge deal.
Super Mario's on this list, but I'm sorry. Super Mario and Nintendo are together in
they're
my
synonymous.
Mind.
Yeah.
These are the brands that nostalgia just lives in our body, and Gen Alpha appreciates these brands, which
there's,
means
there's
we're
two
going
brands,
to.
And I hope they're on the list.
What do you got? Because I'll stop the list. You tell me what you got.
So there's two things that I've been doing, you know, with my boys now that they're getting older, a little more tactile.
What?
They now have all of my Hot Wheels, all of the
Hot
cars that
Wheels.
I grew up with.
Hot Wheels isn't on this list, but that's should be. It should be. Hot Wheels is a great one.
Every single car that I grew up, I remember when I bought it. I remember who got it for me, if it wasn't, you know, bought by my family or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are so meaningful to me that now getting to pass those on to my children,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, the phones
that's
are
beautiful.
Ringing. We're going to have to talk to you guys. 414-533-1037. We'll see if they have something that's on the list. Here's one that gives me nostalgia.
What's up?
Claire's. Like when Hudson went to
get your ears pierced.
He talked about getting his ear pierced. I go, I'll take you to Claire's.
What's
I'll
up?
Take you right now.
Let's go.
want to go? He was like, ew, no, I'm not going to get my ears pierced at the mall. I go, where do you think people get their ears pierced, Hudson?
It's either that or Uncle DZ going to get a potato and
I said, dude, everybody does it at the mall. He's like, huh?
Huh?
No.
Where'd you want to go?
So anyway, Claire's gives me all the feels. I get why parents, you know. So what brands give you nostalgia? We're going to talk to you next. Build-A-Bear, huh? That gets you going?
Yeah.
Fair enough, Kathy. Kathy in West Bend received 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Morning. I never got to Build-A-Bear, but those are nostalgic for a lot.
So we're talking about the list of nostalgic brands that parents and kids are bonding together. Gin Alpha, because I know some people are texting in brands that don't exist anymore, like, you know, Payless. Like, girl, same. But these are brands that Gin Alpha is using and experiencing, like YouTube, like Pokemon, like Claire's.
Like,
you know?
Hello Kitty, bro.
Yeah, Hello Kitty's on the list. Thank you for bringing that one up. That's a way.
Lego.
Yeah, they're still around to this day, and you are allowed to bond with your kids if you have them, or you just still love them. Gin Alpha loves these brands.
When I first moved to this country, our first Christmas, right? I was gifted a 25-year anniversary Lego set. Had a silver brick in it to celebrate, whatever. I still have those Legos. Guess whose Legos they are now?
Who?
My sons.
Aww.
Sammy and Danny. Guess who now bonds and builds Legos together with the same Legos I used at their age?
Aww.
30 some years later,
that's
bro.
So they're cute.
They're now their Legos. Yes. This is transcended generation. Shout out Lego and Hot Wheels.
Here's some of the things that made the list, and then we're going to see what people on the phones want to say. But YouTube was on the list, Nintendo, Super Mario. You already said, what did you just say?
Hello Kitty.
Oh, Hello Kitty.
Yep.
Here's a big one.
Harry Potter.
Gin Alpha loves it, and so do all of us, so we can bond.
And they got the new era of Harry Potter where they got new kids. So now it's the next wave of you're going to be able to bond for the next 30 years with the next generation.
Another brand that gives Gin Alpha nostalgia, one of the ones you're not a fan of, Air Jordan. You can still bond with kids over Jordans.
You can bond kids over. They're just expensive, and why do they want them so badly? Payless, where you at?
Right? Converse is on that list as well. That, you know, adults love Converse, and Gin Alpha loves Converse.
I bonded with my mother over Chucks.
Really?
Because, well, back in the day, those used to be the poor shoes. The only shoes you could afford, them cloth shoes.
Yeah.
And then I grew up, and I was like, nah, Chucks are cool. We like Chucks. And she went, oh, really? Okay, I'll buy you all the Chucks.
Well, let's go to the phones. Let's see what CeCe in Milwaukee's going to say.
CeCe?
Yeah, she got her own theme song. I don't think she's called in months.
This CeCe.
I hope so. I didn't even remember the damn song. CeCe.
Yep.
She said, yep.
So good to have you back since I forgot what your song was. Jeesh.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I was probably from Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
That's okay.
A couple months ago, yeah.
What's the brand that you get nostalgia over that's still around?
Pokemon. I've accidentally gotten hooked on Pokemon cards.
Well, it's on the list, and it makes sense. Gin Alpha loves it. Adults love it. Older adults love it. Pokemon's been around for a hot minute,
So you said cards, not Pokemon Go, though, right? You're not playing the mobile?
I have it, but I haven't touched it in a while.
She likes the cards. Bet.
All right, CeCe, well, thanks for calling.
I have a whole binder and everything.
She got a binder!
So does Hudson. Well, you guys could trade cards.
For real.
All right, cool. I'll be over with this binder later. Bye.
Later, CeCe. Good to hear from you. Bye. Much love.
Let's go to Mackenzie in New Berlin and see what she wants to say. Hi, Mackenzie.
Your neighbor.
My neighbor. Hey, girl. How are the roads? Are they still awful?
Very awful.
Yeah, they're like that everywhere. This snow is not stopping, unfortunately, so be safe out there. All right,
seriously.
What's the brand that gives you nostalgia that's still around?
Okay, so ours isn't necessarily brands. But so we have four kids, but our three oldest, they've really been into the old shows lately that we grew up watching.
What shows?
So the older two have been into Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
And
Yes. They've been watching Arthur. Yes.
Yes. And our youngest, she's 4 and a half, so she'll really be into Arthur, you said, Cat Dog,
and
all of those.
Wow. You know what? You got to enjoy that phase because there comes a point when those slow PBS cartoons become too
out
slow
the
for them. So enjoy it while they're 4 and a half, and you know what I'm talking about, Mama. Mackenzie.
Oh my gosh, yes. I will literally sit on the couch and just zone out and watch these and crack up laughing, and my kids are like, what are you doing, Mom?
Totally.
And I'm like, listen.
But we know
listen,
these. This is my experience.
Is
I'll be like, Owen Hudson, sit down and watch, a Charlie Brown Christmas. They're like, They're like, man.
But see, our kids love it. They will sit great. And just watch for hours.
That's cool.
I'm like, yes.
That's awesome.
Raising them babies OG style.
They
we
have
love
nostalgia.
It.
They got, All right. Well, enjoy Rudolph and all that later, Mackenzie.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Back.
So we're talking about nostalgic brands that Gen Alpha just loves, like YouTube, like Pokemon, like Super Mario, like Nintendo, like Hello Kitty.
All that.
We've named Claire's, Harry Potter, Air Jordan, Converse.
Legos, Hot Wheels.
There's
you
a couple
name
more.
It.
I got a couple more to tell you, but
the
let's
list
see
goes on.
If Nicole in Waukesha wants to say one of the things on the list. Hi, Nicole.
Morning, buenos dias.
Hi.
Hi, what's on yours? So, what do you love?
Yes. So about a year ago, I started rewatching Punky Brewster.
Oh!
And yes, and I loved it. Like when I was a teenager,
it was
like
huge.
The thing I did when I got home from school.
All wanted to be Punky Brewster. Okay, all of us little girls.
Yes.
All
okay,
little
okay.
Girls.
I was gonna say all of us.
Girls.
All of us.
Not you. The little white girls. We wanted to be Punky Brewster.
Fair,
okay?
Fair, not too
Wait,
fair.
And I don't now that she's an adult. I'm good, but.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, my daughters at the time were 8 and 12, and I'm like, you guys are the perfect age. Like, I'm like, she's so funny. Like, you know, I'm like, you guys are really going to like this. And they watched a couple episodes with me, but by the time I got done watching the series, they restarted it on their own.
Really?
And they'd be up in their room watching it together, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, we're watching Punky, and I was like, wait, but you didn't want to watch all the episodes
without me?
When I watch it. They're like, come up here and watch it. I'm like, okay, let's do this.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I don't know if you knew, but there was a spinoff when she was an adult. And
oh,
I
no
think
kidding.
It lasted one season or something.
Okay. Punky Brewster got a spinoff.
You know, like, why her mom, what happened to her mom, you find out when she's an adult what actually happened, so...
okay, well, listen, hold on. Nicole, now you're way too invested in the story of Punky Brewster. Oh. Now you lost me, if I'm being honest.
A lot of people wonder what happened to her mom, okay? A lot of us wonder.
Yeah, no,
fair.
You find out later on. But yeah,
well, what
so
happened to her mom? What happened to
together.
Her mom?
You're going to have to watch the spinoff.
Don't do that to me, DZ. Don't you start. What happened to her mom?
Do you really want me to say it?
Yes.
Spoil it.
The show was on 100 years. Are you kidding me right now,
the
Nicole?
The spinoff only had one season,
what
girl.
Happened
we ain't
to Punky
ruining
Brewster's
nothing.
Mom? Tell me right now. Why was she an orphan?
She was an addict.
Oh, yeah. It got all mental health
that
on
got
us.
Dark.
Never mind. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was okay. Hello, everyone. My name's Allie Faith, and this is my co-host, DZ.
And with your weather report for the top of the hour.
Move over, Rob Haswell on Fox 6, Mark Baden on Channel 12, and every other weather guy in this city. Move
you guys
over.
Are bums, and Allie and DZ are here to take over the weather reporting.
You too, Brendan on TMJ. I see you.
You catch these hands.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I don't know any of the other meteorologists at this point. What the hell's going on outside, dude?
Y'all, resident weather report. Come on, son.
It is a mess out there. We just went outside. Like, I am sorry if you're driving in this. Lord, I cannot wait to go home and not leave the house.
Not deal with it? Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
I was going to say, go home and what?
Go home and not deal with it. I'm going to go home and not leave the house. That's what I'm going to go do.
Here's the thing, man. It always hits on the worst, most inopportune times. People are busy. We got to go to work. And a lot of people were waiting for it last night because they freaked people out.
Well, I thought I was going to wake up, and then I woke up. I'm like, this sucks. This is slushy and heavy. I can't even, it wasn't even thick, but I still couldn't shovel it. I couldn't lift it.
It's so wet that like an inch of this wet, heavy, thick stuff is probably like a good 5-6 inches of the fluffy, easy stuff.
That part.
Talking about weight balance, right? And mind you, Sammy, our oldest, he's got an early release today.
Because of the weather?
Thankfully, not because of the weather.
Oh.
This is already planned.
Oh.
But then that's going to make travel in between. Now, guess what? When buses normally are not on the roads later in the day, about 11, 12 o'clock, everybody going to be out and about because he's not the only school with an early release.
It's going to be a snow show later, if you know what I'm saying.
A snow show.
When these kids come home from school. Okay, so says, this is a lie.
What?
Maybe not. It says that snow is supposed to end around 9:30 by us.
A.M.?
Yes. And I'm looking at the Weather Channel, so I don't know. I'm looking at the same stuff you guys look at when you check your weather forecast. We look on the internet. Let's be real.
Google.
Cold temperatures. It says risk of frozen pipes, obviously. And then it's going to be, in the 20s? It's going to stay in the 20s. But I'm just like, I thought the snow, is it going to snow again? Or are we done now?
I think it's supposed to keep snowing.
Done?
No, I think it might be this cell.
I don't see any more snow, but maybe.
Maybe give it till the end of the day. Because you know how things move and radars change.
Light snow this morning, then remaining cloudy this afternoon, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so but by Saturday, get this. Guess what the high is on Saturday?
What's the high on Saturday? Don't say it.
7.
Oh, God.
Guess what the low is?
No, I don't want to.
It's below 0.
I'm
I'll tell
guessing.
You that.
I'm not guessing.
Saturday's below 5 below.
Oof, yikes.
5 below is the low and 7 is the high. And Sunday is 10 and 1 is the low. So
we've officially
this
frozen.
Weekend is, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, let it go. We've officially
frozen.
I'm
going to be wearing a parka running into TJ Maxx to do my shopping, okay?
You going to TJ Maxx?
I don't know. No, I'm not actually. I'm going to be in my parka on the couch.
Yeah, that part. No, but that parka, I should say.
Yeah, so, wow. Okay. Well, I hope my kids, the drive. Well, maybe they'll clean it up during the day.
Are you ready to get these boys to start shoveling instead of you yet?
Oh, you know what Owen said to me last night?
What?
I came in, he got home from school, and he goes, I'm so tired. I'm like, eighth grade is just so hard, middle school.
You getting beat up?
I go, you need to. No, he ain't.
Obviously.
I go, you need to. I may have you shovel tomorrow morning for me.
Yeah.
And he goes, right. And I went right up to I did the same thing. I did the big eyes. I walked right up to him. I got over him. I go, excuse me.
That wasn't a question.
Excuse me. He's like, no. He starts smiling. I'm like, okay.
No, that's serious.
So he can ha-ha now. Just
ha-ha
wait.
Ha-ha all you want. Because here's the thing. I get it that you're like a mama bear, being protective.
Well, I like
you
doing it.
You wake up early.
But
so he's more than old enough. 12 and 14. That 14-year-old needs to be out there.
I agree.
Because guess what? When there's families with homesteads, who's up feeding the chickens?
Yeah.
You got to get out there, put them muds, put them muds on, and get to swamping, my boy. Listen,
they're entitled, they're spoiled, and they're going to be shoveling, DZ. Don't you worry.
Good. No, I'm so serious.
I get mad when they like it, and they're like, "Let's make angels." I'm like, just shovel and get in the house.
Shovel. I gotta go.
Don't have any fun.
Don't have fun. This is a job.
Yeah. Go now.
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 No,
so I'm working on it.
No, and I know you are, and obviously.
But
Right now, it's hard to get them to do it. It's a battle, and we take care of these babies, and we hold them in our hands, and we will baby them left and right.
Too much. Owen needs to be out there.
We baby our kids too much.
He's shoveled, but he needs to be doing it all the time. Like, he needs to see it and go, Mom, let me go shovel. And I'm like, yeah, now we're talking.
He should see the snow in the morning and go, Mom got to get her car out. Mm-hmm. Let me go get this shovel done real quick. At least do the quick couple strips. Because this is what's going to happen with my boys, too, right? If I don't get the chance to shovel, guess who I'm waking up to go clean off Aaron's car, to go wipe up the sidewalk, to go do what they need to do to make sure we can safely move about this house.
I love this. Can you come by my house on your way to work?
Yes.
And tell them to get up and shovel?
Say I won't.
You will.
You know I will.
I know you will. You'll scare the hell out of me. Great.
I just got to factor it into my drive time. Just let me know.
I scare the hell out of them, too. So us together, we're a
force. I don't need to scare them. You scare them. I'm just going to push them.
Okay. Works for me. Sounds great. Thanks, TZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.